I used to see those guys around Bloomington. They played in big rock bands, and they would just rip your head off. And they were so inspiring to me, and now they play like banjos and ukuleles and all this weird stuff. This song's about another influence of mine, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you may have heard this year, my grandfather turned 90 years old. He retired from farming when he was 85. He had a guy who lives a mile down the road who's 84 take over the farming for him. When my grandfather was 87, he got two brand new knees. And he was very upset with the surgeon because those knees only came with a 15-year warranty. He's a true farmer, ladies and gentlemen. He still lives in the same house that he was born in. He is pretty much the coolest person on the face of this earth. There's only one other person that comes as close, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is Grandma. As down on the farm, you know, just tilling around. It's just me and Grandpa waiting on a familiar sound. Come 11:30, we both hear Grandma's voice saying it's time to eat, you'd better bring it in, boys. Well, the food's out on the table and I's ready to take my place. She pulled me aside once while Grandpa was washing his face. She said, you won't need this now, boy, oh, but someday you will. She said, keep this in your shoe, it was a $20 bill. Chicago, you know I'm just killing my time. Yeah, show got over early, so I was just blowing my mind. A man came up to me and tried to ruin all my fun. He pushed me to the ground and then he pulled out a gun. He said, if you've no money, boy, this'll be the end of you. I said, hold on a minute, I've a 20 in my shoe. He leaned in there real close and then he stared in disbelief. When I reached for that 20, you know I
sized up that thief. He never saw it coming. Oh, I took that man's life. 'Cause next to Grandma's 20, I keep Grandpa's knife.
Thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to that song. Thanks for clapping.